You know how fast we can go.
Larion.
Why? And added the...
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray I.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Missouri Ozarks. This is your host, Ray I. You're listening to Ray I Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. We've been in the Missouri Ozarks since the opener of the 2018 Missouri wild turkey season. Wow, what a year. What weather. How about that opening morning on the 16th? I don't know where you were at, but where I was at, it was pretty cold. A lot of wind, about 21 degrees. Not as bad as the youth season when we did our youth season at Jeff City with the governor's hunt. Missouri Governor's Hunt, 17 degrees that morning we went out. This has just been a crazy spring season. And I've hunted turkeys a lot of years, more than I'd like to admit to you and give away my age. I cannot remember the woods being this open this late. It's really tough out there for you turkey hunters because it's hard to move around in these open woods. They're going to bust you. They're going to see you. You hear a gobble and you want to move toward it, they're going to see you. And if you move from place to place, you're going to get skylighted. You're going to get seen. There is a little bit of green up in the river bottoms and along the creeks, but boy, the ridges, my goodness. I need to tell you what's on this week's show. We're going to run down and visit with Michelle Johnson from the Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. I did a little hunt down there with her daughter, and that's going to be another show. I probably shouldn't have got into that. But we want to talk about this Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, this quality beef that they provide. And they just launched, just this turkey season on the 16th, and they launched their new beef jerky, and it's titled Best Damn Beef Jerky. And it should be. It's really good. We'll do a whole lot more on that. Love the Missouri Ozarks. It's absolutely beautiful down here. And we're staying at a beautiful cabin on the River of Life Farms. And you can just Google that, look that up, and check them out. I'll say more about that more in the show. A little bit about our turkey hunts down here. We had a really close call with Lacey, with the Dove Creek Cattle Company, Wagyu Cattle Company, with Michelle and Wayne, and good hunt, and we almost got us a turkey, but oh, so cold. I think we were really fortunate to even see a turkey, but we did manage to call one in pretty close and get some great video. The Midwest Outdoors television cameras are rolling here in the Ozarks. We're having just an unbelievable hunt, even with the conditions, the weather, the open woods. And the thing, too, for you turkey hunters, I've been getting lots of messages from everybody. These turkeys are still kind of in their bachelor groups. You're hearing four or five gobblers gobble together. If you don't get tight and get on them, And what I like to do is do a gobbler yelp. And you've heard us here on the show talk about that and challenge those birds. They seem to lose interest pretty quick when you start hen yelping at them, and they gobble a bit and come a ways. But when some of them or one of them starts to move away, then the others will follow. And it makes it tough. That's why some of you turkey hunters have messaged me. It's like, what's wrong with the turkeys? Well, they're just being turkeys. They're running a little late this year. You got to stay after them. Roosting is very beneficial this time of year. If you can roost them and get tight on them in the morning, tight is important to be able to kill these turkeys. But don't forget to gobbler yelp. Learn how to gobbler yelp. Y'all know how to hen yelp. The gobbler yelp, I got an old box call here. Just lengthen your yelp. Give it that old yawk yawk. A little longer yelp, a little slower the rhythm. You know, you hen yelp, you want the double note, high low. Hear the high low? And a hen, you just... For a gobbler yelp, you just lengthen the yelp. Hear the difference? Lengthen the yelp. Gobbler yelp. Now cluck. I like to turn the call over. Put the paddle up, handle up in the air and take it across. Here's a gobbler yelp. Just lengthen the yelp. A little slower rhythm. Sometimes they call excited just like a hen. Or hear your double note. Anyway, that's a gobbler yelp. We've had some pretty close calls. John Sabati and I had safety off one. He had a safety off gobbler right under the hill. And then me and Pat Linder went to Johnson Mountain and did a little hunting. And, oh, my goodness, so close so many times. A gobbler right underneath the hill gobbling, and just so close. Brother Marty took a nice gobbler, and all the guys are hunting hard. Our great friend Ryan Milo was with our media hunt. And as the boys continue hunting, even after we leave Devil's Backbone Outfitters, continue using the product for the media hunt. And Ryan took a nice gobbler this past week, which was really cool. We got a lot of things going on, and the hunt continues. This is the last weekend of Missouri turkey season this year. It just seems like it took forever to get here, and now it's already gone. Hard to believe. We had a great camp. We had good people, good friends, great fellowship, a lot of wonderful food. And it's finally glad to see that guys are finding mushrooms. We've been cooking mushrooms. You're following us on Facebook. You see us cooking some mushrooms. A great time of year, great time to be alive in the outdoors during our spring turkey hunting. Talk a little bit more about that hunt. We had Tyler Swartz down for the Conservation Federation of Missouri on this hunt, and we hunted with Joe Hollenshad, me and Tyler, and we had a turkey early morning. It was one of those mornings where the turkeys were pretty quiet, was a bit of a breeze, and didn't hear a lot right at daylight. And then we got a turkey started and had to turn and go back the way we came. We set up on this turkey, and it's something I was just mentioning early. We got on the call, and he started gobbling close. The distance was coming. Looks like it was going to be TV show time. Last time I gobbled, probably less than 40 yards in some cedars. We had an opening we were watching with the camera and the gun, and he didn't come in. We didn't get to close the deal. He moved off. And so then we moved and called and moved and called and got set up on another group of gobblers. There was probably six, seven, maybe eight of them once they started gobbling, and came partway down the hill, but we couldn't move up because it was so open. And after about 30, 40 minutes, they lost interest and moved off. So that's something that most all turkey hunters are experiencing, but some of our guys are doing good. They're getting in and getting a turkey. If you could find a two-year-old that's off to the side or away from the other turkeys and get them to respond, we're seeing the dominant gobblers are following the hens in some of the groups, and you'll see two or three gobblers following hens, and you'll see a three or four off to the side together, and then there might be one or two two-year-olds. I'm not trying to get confusing here. But if you just keep staying after it, never quit, never give up, and stay after them. Our great friend and outdoor writer Bill Cooper took a turkey, took a nice gobbler with Joe, and Mark Strand was running the Midwest Outdoors television camera and got it all captured, so that was quite successful. My great friend and brother from Hawaii's in camp, John Sabati, he brought Hawaiian candy for everybody. How cool is that? The main thing is to have fun with your turkey hunting and enjoy it. Don't get so serious that you have to kill a turkey that you lose grasp of how wonderful it is to experience the outdoors and hunting and share it with others. Our camp, to me, more important than the actual hunt. We're really having a great time with fellowship and good folks in camp and good food. We had movie night, had a surprise movie night. We had pizza and had our group together. We did our orientation with Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, Michelle, and we talked to all the riders. We had some great product. We want to thank Hooks Custom Calls for sending up the product for our outdoor media folks, and we presented that to them. And the surprise movie, I had the Hawaiian movie. We showed the Hawaiian movie. John had no idea I had this movie put together for our group, and what a fun time. What a lot of great laughs, and we all really enjoyed that. Well, this is just going to be a fun show. I got to get out of here because I got to get back in the woods as soon as possible. We got to stay after these turkeys and finish up this outdoor media hunt. I want to thank Mossberg, Linda, for sending the guns down for us. How awesome is that? She always takes care of us. The Indian Creek Shooting System, boys. We got the Indian Creek Shooting System choke tubes in the gun. We've got a 20 gauge, we've got the 930, we've got several of the Mossbergs with that. And you have to give a shout out to Jim Covington for supplying the coffee for this group. Let me tell you, when these 10 people get up in the morning at 3:30, they're pretty happy when they see my big bun coffee maker, professional coffee pot with two pots already on it and a third one going. So Jim, thank you so much for the coffee, for providing for everybody. Thomas Coffee's incredible, and it really helps in our camp. Well, let's get into commercial break and get out of here, and then we're going to come back on the other side with Michelle Johnson with the Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. This is Ray I from the Missouri Ozarks on the 2018 Outdoor Media Hunt at Devil's Backbone Outfitters. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.
It's turkey time. Tommy Turkey says the wood's on fire.